The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening and welcome to the National Intel Report. Steve Elkin sitting in for John Stadmiller for 1 hour, just 1 hour. It is October 21st, 2021. I feel like Goose on the show with Top Gun with Tom Cruise. I'm Goose. I'm the wingman. Take this last hour here. Happy to do it. John Ayling or whatever's going on with him, we'll have to figure him out. Put him under a microscope, slide there, and we'll figure him out what's going on with him. I don't even know where you guys are starting off from. I'll just throw the telephone number out. I got numerous stuff we can talk about. My head is full. 512-248-8252. Happy to entertain any questions tonight. Anything you want to talk about, you've got 1 hour to do it. Anything. I don't care. Let's start off with we had some deaths this week. They always come in threes. You ever notice that? In a hospital, they always come in threes. I kid you not. Death comes in threes in the hospital. Superstition, I don't know. It seems to be the truth, though. I've worked ICU enough years to tell you that, yes, you have one code, you'll have another code, and you'll have a third code. It's like clockwork. I kid you not. So we had a couple deaths this week. We got two. Looking for one more, probably, because like I said, they come in threes. We had Betty Lynn die. Anybody know who Betty Lynn is? Betty Lynn. Thelma Lou from The Andy Griffith Show. Barney's main squeeze there. Passed away Saturday at the age of 94. And then one of the Rat Pack passed away. One of the Rat Pack. No, not talking about that Rat Pack. That Rat Pack's been gone a long time. This is a different Rat Pack. This is the George W. Bush Rat Pack, and we lost Colin Powell. And I'm sorry, there's no tears there whatsoever. I will hold him fully vaxxed. Interesting enough, fully vaxxed. Dies of complications of COVID. Wow. This couldn't happen at a better time for us. I'm sorry, I'm not going to act like a phony Christian and say, oh, rest in peace, Colin. I'm not going to say that. I won't say rest in peace, I'll say R-I-H. R-I-H. Rotten hell. I hold Colin Powell accountable, responsible for the genocide, the mass slaughter of Iraqis with his lying about weapons of mass destruction. Sorry, I'll save my Christianity for Christians. Won't waste my time wasting Christianity praying for people that are devilish walking in those shoes. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to be a phony here. On RBN. Never going to do it. Rot in hell. And I hope it's a good rot. Hope it's a good burn. A nice, nice, toasty, hot burn. There's no excuse. You can do terrible, evil things. And some people think, oh, you can do terrible, evil things. And at the very end of your life, when you're ready to meet your maker, you can simply give your confession. Kind of like mafia going in confession booth. They can whack a couple guys. Then they go in confession. They give their confession. I'm sorry. Forgive me, Father. I whacked a bunch of guys this week. Forgive me. Couple Hail Marys. You're forgiven, my son. I don't believe in that. I believe you're held accountable for your entire life. And you can't do a recall at the end of your life and say, oh, I did terrible things. Please, Father, forgive me. of my trespasses against humanity. I did terrible things. Sorry, man, it doesn't cut it. Because it's not sincere. It's not in your heart. And you're just trying to buy yourself salvation. And I think Heavenly Father knows that already. So, he's gone. There's many more of that Rat Pack. There's many more to go. There's Condoleezza Rice. Dick Cheney, that evil bastard. You know, he would have been gone a long time ago if he hadn't cheated death by, getting technology here and there. Who knows what else he got. But pushing somebody else out of the line and going to the front of the line always because he's an elitist. I'll be happy when people like that are off this earth. They serve no purpose for mankind. They serve themselves. And I will not weep one tear when these bastards are gone. I think I said that appropriately. I've always been up and straightforward with you guys. I'm not going to BS you in this 1 hour, 55 minutes left. I'm not going to BS you. These are deplorable people. These are rotten, scoundrels people. And I'm not going to say, oh, well, I'm not going to walk on a man's grave. You know, he's dead now. I'm not going to do that. John McCain was a bastard also. We got many bad people out there. And when they die, good riddance. Bye-bye. Burn in hell. I'm okay with that. I know I'm going to receive some emails like, Steve, that's not very nice. Like I said, I'm saving Christianity for true Christians. I'm not going to waste my Christianity on devilish people. Let's go to our phones here and talk to you, Ken in New York. Welcome, Ken.
Welcome. How are you doing?
I'm good. Go ahead. What you got?
No, it's okay. I like hearing you doing good. I just got a letter from my Congress critter, and he's belly aching. Yeah. I think I've gotten this letter several times already, the same exact one, about the incident down at the Rio Grande.
Yeah.
And in one paragraph, he says, the Biden administration is now planning to revoke one of the most effective remaining policies for keeping illegal immigrants out of the United States, even after the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, warned us of the possibility as many as 400,000 illegal border crossings. Now, this is a killer. Real leaders tackle problems head on, not deliberately seek opportunities to make it worse. So I wrote him a response, and I picked out two articles that I saw on Information Liberation recently, one on September 12th. And they said, oh, you mean the same DHS, and I sent them the reference, where our own Alejandro admits to releasing 12,000 illegal Haitians into the U.S. And then I picked October the 1st, if we get that here, DSH to shield minority of illegal aliens from deportation. And he's got a big smile on his face. And what is it, today or yesterday he got diagnosed with COVID. Hope he's still smiling. And I hope he really got it, and it's just not a false positive.
Yeah, well.
These people are... This is
you know, Ken, one of the main questions I'm going to have for our Heavenly Father, and I think a lot of people, we've all stressed this same idea, this same question we would all ask our Heavenly Father, standing before the Lord and saying, Lord, why did so many evil people walk the earth and live so long, and then you took young people away way too soon? I think that's a question I would like to know. Why were the evil allowed to live so long and cause so much damage and do so much harm on mankind? And then the young, the innocent, the ones that were doing well and doing good in the world were all taken, too soon. I think that's the number one question I'm going to have to ask, because it doesn't seem fair. And I've always heard this, oh, there's nothing fair in life. Well, maybe there could be. Why isn't there fairness in life? You know, and so that'd be the question I ask. Why did evil live so long?
Well, I'm not a biblical scholar, but I think the only thing I can think of is that he gave Satan the power to command over the earth. And on the other hand, if you live a long, long time being evil, I think it's going to be that much more of a shock when you hit the other side and you end up deciding whether you want to go through door number one, two, or three.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maybe so. You know, just in September alone, there were 200,000 entries into the United States. That's just in September alone. 200,000 illegals came through the southern border there at Rio Grande, or was it Rio, Texas? Yeah. 200,000 just through that entry point right there. As a matter of fact, I did a search one day trying to find more pictures because, you know, the mainstream media was told you cannot shoot any pictures, any kind of video from that area. The FAA has come back and said, no drones, yeah. Nothing. You can't do it. So, of course, they want to make sure that you never see what's going on here. This is the Biden administration here, you know, out of sight, out of mind. But we know what's still going on, and we know they're still coming through. Hundreds of thousands more on the way. The borders are wide open. The border people, the security are all, well, they've been demonized. You know, they've been demonized. You're beating up on Haitians. You're whipping Haitians. You're on your horses. All these lies that we hear about. But I looked for a current picture for what's under that bridge. And the best I could do was find September 22nd. And it was huge. September 22nd is the last picture I could find on the internet. Nothing else is out there. Or it's been scrubbed. I guess if anybody had a picture and they posted it, it would have to be a personal picture to an individual, but the mainstream, and then again, they could probably scrub it from the net anyway. So, with the technology that they have, but I can't find anything current. And I guarantee you, it's got to be huge. It's got to be huge.
That's why whenever I see some goodies, I always capture the screen and just save it. I can always erase it later if it turns out not to be really interesting. But the other thing that I mentioned in my response to him was that this guy, they're all Title VIII violators, and they should not be quoted. They should be prosecuted.
Yeah, I agree.
They don't have a sovereign immunity if they're exceeding the authority of their office. And committing a crime is exceeding the authority of your office.
Yeah. Well, we got Nazis on both sides, Ken, if you haven't figured it out yet. We got Nazis on both sides. Rhino Nazis, you got Democrat Nazis. We got Nazis on both sides right now. And I'm really pissed off at the corporations also because they're behaving like Nazis also. Let me give you some advice here. Get out there right now. Start buying up your poster board to get ready for making your signs. I'm going to do that here real soon because I know what's going to happen here. They're going to give pink slips to everybody that you didn't take the shot. And now you're a frontline hero now, but you're a frontline zero now. You won't obey the master. And no, I'm not going to obey the master. I'm smarter than that. I know what this is all about. This is not about health. Not the least. This is not about health. If it were about health, you wouldn't have exclusion groups whatsoever. I know they're probably going to come after the exclusion groups later on, but this is not about health. Zero health.
I'll tell you what. I think in our case, I don't think that's going to happen. I just got done. We handled a seizure on the bus this morning, and it was it was an extra long one, and we ended up having to call 911. And they are so understaffed, they can't afford, they have to take care of these people. They have a consent decree that goes back to Willowbrook.
Well, you know, that's common sense thinking. You think if you put yourself in a shortage situation and you had a high capacity, high bed rate as far as the hospital goes, you think it'd be common sense to say, I can't fire nurses, I can't fire people who won't take the jab, I'm going to shut my hospital down. And that's exactly what we're going to see. And the mass death that comes with not having the personnel, the staff that you need to run a hospital, the lab people, their x-ray technicians, phlebotomists, you name it, every discipline in the hospital. You start removing 10% here, 10%, 20% here. Nursing is looking at right around 40% right now. In my area, 40% of the nurses are saying, no, I won't take it. So, okay, we're going to play a little game of chicken here. How much do you really care, and you hospital CEOs, how much do you really care about patients and patient care? Because now you're being watched closely on this one here. 40% of the nurses are saying, I'm not going to take it. You're going to fire 40% of those nurses. Then you really don't give a damn about patients at all. And when this is all over, we're going to drag your asses out of these hospitals, and you're going to be prosecuted. Sure. You are the problem. You know, it's bad enough we got Washington being Nazis, but now we got corporations playing Nazism here. And I will not forgive that. I will not forgive that at all. I will never forgive what they're doing right now to the employees. Take it or you're fired.
They were good enough to work around these people and be exposed when they weren't required to be vaccinated, but now they want to pressure them or throw them in the wayside.
Right.
It doesn't make any sense.
Because it's not about health.
The only thing I can say is when somebody threatens you, you should just learn the word counterclaim. They have no basis to threaten anybody. Unfortunately, you can't depend on a lawyer, a bar lawyer, to defend you. It's gonna, from what I understand, in Suffolk County, 50% of all cases that are brought in the court system are pro se.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, good night.
All right. Thank you for your call, Ken. 512-248-8252. Yeah, we're gonna win this one with unity, people coming together. You know, major industries, if we get the unity that we're hoping to get, and I think we're going to get it. I had a positive moment this week when I saw, or last week when I saw, that the air traffic controllers had decided to come together and say, no, we're not going to do it. And here in Jacksonville, Florida, which is a couple hours from me, north of me, over there in the panhandle, that they united and said, no, we're not going to do this. We're drawing a line in the sand. And they're smart to do that. They really are smart. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. If you give in to this one time is all you have to do. You give in one time, they will own you. Because they'll continue to use what works, this medical extortion of hanging your job over your head to get you to comply, to obey them. If it worked once, it'll work again and again and again. So this is the line in the sand. We've drawn the line in the sand. And we're going to stick together on this one here. I'm very proud that a lot of nurses are meeting across the nation here, and I've talked to a lot of people. Lots of videos out there, nurses coming forward, talking about the vaccinated coming in, injured, sick. Not the unvaccinated, but the vaccinated coming in. It's nice. We're getting some words out there. We're getting some information out there. So all we got to do is just ride this storm out together. And I think we're going to be able to cripple many industries. And I hate to say that, especially in healthcare. I don't want to cripple anything because that goes against the patient. But now this is out of my hands. I don't want to die. I am not going to take something that I know is going to harm my health or shorten my lifespan. So now I'm thinking about me. I'm thinking about my family. I'm the provider. I got to take care of myself. I can't have a gun to my head. It's not going to work. So if we ride this out together and we come together, we can cripple many industries. Now, they say the guy at 7-Eleven, it doesn't take the shot, and they fire the guy at 7-Eleven. They could care less. They could find somebody, to take the 7-Eleven job in a heartbeat. Not a problem. I'm talking about major, major industries where we can bring it to a halt or a slow grind and really show impact of, you've just let skilled people go. Skilled nurses, skilled doctors, skilled lab, skilled technicians in the hospital, many other disciplines, air traffic controllers, aircraft mechanics, pilots, co-pilots, you name it, the whole line, baggage handlers, daily maintenance on the aircraft, the cleanup crews. There are so many people. It's a network. It all comes together, and they have to be adequately staffed in order to be functioning adequately. And if they don't have people in the right places and they're missing people, it comes to a slow, slow halt here. And that's what we need to do. We cannot give an inch. We cannot budge an inch on this at all. No budging. I'm planting my heels. I'm going to make my signs out. I'm going to pick it. You may even see me on TV. You know, I may be taken away too. I'm planning for that. You know, it doesn't scare me. To stand up for my rights, to stand up for the right thing, and then somebody slaps some cuffs on me, that's nothing. It's more important to stand up for the right. I'll do that. Short commercial break. We'll be right back. Steve Elkin sitting in for John Stadmiller. It is the National Intel Report. Be back soon.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Shiver in the dark, it's raining in the park, but meantime, south of the river, you stop and you hold everything. A band is blowing Dixie, double fall time. You feel alright when you hear the music ring. Well, now you step inside.
Five 512-248-8252, the National Intel Report. Steve Elkin sitting in for John Stadner. The military is going to lose a couple hundred thousand. Law enforcement across the nation losing people. I think they're at half, 50%. Firemen sticking together again. I think we're close to 50% on that one, also 40, 50%. Aviation, your air traffic controllers, your pilots, all those people. I'm hoping 40% there. Transportation, rail. Like I said, we have these industries here. We have the power to cripple these people. We really do. We just have to ride the storm out. When the bodies begin to fall, and they will, we will then be able to return. We will be able to clean house. Throw people out, start prosecuting people. We're going to have our own Nuremberg 2.0 trials here. We really are. I'm confident of that. We just got to ride this storm out here. Now, I know they're making it difficult right now with shortages everywhere. We've got that whole logjam thing out there in Long Beach and Port of Long Beach and L.A. there. And that was all purposeful. That was all planned. All planned. No doubt about it. 100%. Starting off with that Suez Canal. Do you remember that one? Yeah. I had to try it out. I have the little pilot trial before you pull on the big one here. Let's give it a trial. Kind of like Event 201 was a trial for the pandemic here of COVID. You always do a small pilot to see how it works. Oh, yeah, it backed things up pretty good. Weeks. And finally, we could get this big barge out of the way here and get stuff through there. Well, they've been traveling this canal for a long, long, long time. So don't tell me that for some reason the pilot now had a little 30-mile-an-hour gust wind here, and it blew off his huge container ship that he got caught on the banks. Are you buying that? No, you're not stupid enough to buy that. You know this was all planned. The shortage is going to get greater. It's going to get worse. Hopefully, you all understood this when we talked about this years ago, and that you were planning for this. We always thought it was going to be through an economic collapse. Well, you're going to get a double dipper on this one here. You're going to get it through an economic collapse and also because of COVID, because people are going to get fired. Imagine that, getting fired right before Thanksgiving. We sit down and we have our big butterball turkey and we give thanks today for what? For what? The Nazis in Washington who were screwing everything up. Christmas. There will be no Christmas. There wasn't really one for the last 5 years. Let's be honest about it. Did you hear any economic numbers last year? Any retail numbers for Christmas last year? Did you hear about them? No, you didn't hear about them. You know why you didn't hear about them? Because they were lousy. They're lousy numbers. That's like 4 or 5 years in a row of lousy retail Christmas numbers. So I hear they're hiring 50,000 more workers for Christmas. Really, what? Why? There's nothing on the damn shelves. What are they going to do? What's there to sell? What's there to buy? We got protein shortages. I knew that was coming. We got to have protein shortages. I don't want you people to eat meat protein. It's bad for you. It's good for your immune system. And I got this damn virus I just released. I need it to do its job to tear down your immune system. I can't have you guys eating meat, boosting your immune systems. So let's take the red meat out of the equation. Let's take the poultry out. All done. No turkey, no chicken. Oh, I forgot one source. I haven't gone after lamb yet. You still got lamb and you still got fish. What can we conjure up for recalls on lamb and fish? Let's see here. Red tide on fish. Mercury levels are too damn high. Sorry, people. We're taking all the fish out of the grocery stores. We're not going to bring fish in. The oceans are polluted because of you people. You polluted the oceans. You messed this up. Now you have no fish. The lamb will come back positive for COVID, and we can't have, well, we can't have you eating COVID lamb. So they're going to manufacture something. I saw this from the very beginning. When I saw that Burger King had decided to reintroduce the Impossible Burger, the only burger out there with no meat whatsoever, it's made with soybean and who knows what the hell they put in there, but I knew when they brought that thing back, they were trialing this. It was a pilot. How many people would actually say, you know what? I don't want to eat meat. I want a veggie burger. All planned, all purposeful. Remove the protein sources. Tear down your immune system. And let another strain out. How about that? Isn't that special? We'll be right back.
Riders on the storm.
The truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm. Into this house we're born. To this world we go. Like a dog without a bone.
Always love that song from the Doors. It's about a serial killer. Did you know that? 512-248-8252. Talking about the shortage of your food shortages, grocery shortages, everything you can think of. Again, they're starting back up with the toilet paper thing here. Toilet paper. That's actually not one of the problems, side effects of having COVID, that you crap your pants and you just continue to run back and forth through the bathroom. Not sure why that got started. I'm sure somebody is vested in the toilet paper industry and said, you know what, let's put out some feelers out here. Let's put out some bad information, some misinformation that you're going to crap your pants. You're going to die in a puddle of your own filth. Let's do this. Make sure that everybody just starts buying toilet paper. The sad part about it is now that all the hoarding is now starting to begin, that I have to participate in the hoarding. I don't want to, but I do want some toilet paper in my house if I need it. You know, so forced into hoarding also, at least buying something for your house because everybody wants to clean the shelves off here. So you got beef being thinned out the herds. Of course, the farms being bought up by the elites. Gates, what, a couple hundred thousand acres, he's bought up farms. Don't know what he's doing. He's just not producing anything. He's making sure that nobody can produce food. So all part of the plan here. Poultry, salmonella. I guess the processing plants along with uncleanliness at the plants themselves, the butchery there. I also got problems with that, and then also, of course, a loss of people because there are people saying, I'm not going to take the shot. Okay, you're fired. Okay, you're out of here. Butterball turkey had a recall of 14,117 pounds of turkey. What's wrong with the turkey? It wasn't inspected properly. You mean it's not tainted, right? No, it just has not gone through the proper inspection, and we need to recall these turkeys. Okay. Salad, 101 tons of salad. Well, how could that be? E. coli. Well, how could that be? Well, we put these little bathrooms out there in the fields in Mexico and in California, of course, and, the hand sanitizer and the wash stations. But for some reason, you can't make people wash their hands after they do number one or number two. Go! I got to get back out there. I'm on the hour. I'm on the clock. I got to go pick some more vegetables, pick some more of this and that. Hell with it, right? So what's going to happen to the fish and the lamb? Any other meat sources they haven't picked on you? Pork recalls. 10,000 pounds contaminated pork. Another problem with inspections. We just didn't. Even had a food container that came up positive for E. coli. A food container from a pickup place. And so what they're going to do? That source of protein, shut it down. No more. That's how you fix your problems. Where did it come from? Did it come from a different source? Is it the vegetables? Is it something else? I don't know, but we're going to knee-jerk on this one here. We're just going to close down these businesses, and that's what we do. Essential, non-essential. Corporations offering religious exemptions, medical and religious. I believe they have no intention of ever offering anybody a religious or medical exemption. It's just a little formality to make you feel like you still have a little bit of control, a little bit of power. Again, they're going to take that away from you because they're going to deny you. Deny your religious, deny your medical. Well, why did you deny me? Can't tell you that. We just denied you, though. We have a panel here. We sat down. We looked at it. Didn't take us that long. It took us a couple minutes. We've denied you. Well, I would like to know why you denied me. We'll make a meeting with us, and we'll work you in a schedule here, and we'll see if we can sit down and we can tell you. Can't you just tell me right now? Well, we're kind of busy here right now. We got a lot of applications to go through here, and lots of other people want religious and medical exemptions. We have a lot of work here to do. Do you really? Well, if there's no intention of ever handing out one of these exemptions, then what's all the time consumption here? What's going on? Again, this is a psychological operation to dash your hopes, to break you down, to humiliate you until you finally say, I surrender. You own me. I'll take your GD shot, okay? I'll take it. I want my life back. But you're not going to get your life back. You're not going to get your life back. This is their new normal, people. So you either stand up and fight, or you die like slaughtered lambs. I know how I'm going to be. I'm in for the fight. We're asking Comrade Fauci, can we go out trick-or-treating? Can we, Mr. Fauci? Can we have Christmas with our families? You're asking for permission already from the master. Can I participate in trick-or-treating Halloween? Can I participate in Christmas? Asking for permission. People have been beat down to nothing. They've lost their self-esteem. They've lost their self-respect. They've been humiliated. They want their lives back. They're psychologically damaged now. They are psychologically damaged. I still see people driving around with a mask on in a car, in a park by themselves, sitting on a bench with a mask. These are very damaged people. I guess it won't be too long before one of the pharmaceuticals is actually going to have a medication come out targeting just this diagnosis, this new diagnosis. They're going to call it COVID psychosis. These have been rough times.
Dr. Fauci, give us vaccines.
Thank you for that, Michael. We're asking for permission. No. Let's go to the phones here and talk to Fred in Michigan. Fred, welcome to the show.
So what you're essentially describing is the menace of COVID-19. Mm-hmm. And there's a bit shoot presentation by the title, the COVID-19 menace, something to that effect. But it's quite enlightening, as it provides the photographs, the names, and the entities to which these names are ascribed, like BlackRock. That's the most prominent one, which assumed the controlling interest in Pfizer and, I think, Moderna about 8 years ago. So everyone needs to view that and share that with, go through the neighborhood as I do at different times walking, and you'll be surprised how many people, if it's a secured neighborhood, the people with whom you can jaw. Then you lay on them, okay, Dr. Carrie Mullis, no one that I have confronted over the last year has ever heard the name Carrie Mullis, especially the ones who are in the health, so-called healthcare profession, who are nurses, doctors, etc., totally oblivious. And they're arrogantly, obstinately proud of being the saviors of the world in their endorsement of fraud, death agency, pharmaceutic, medicide, ThinChem poisons. And I quickly alert them to the former editors of the New England Journal of Medicine, like Jerome Kassir, on the tape. Well, that aptly describes what's been going down since the inception of this planned scamdemic, which Fauci and Rick Bright of BARDA, Biomedic Advanced Research Development Authority, BARDA, 2 years ago, 28 October through the 30th, 2019, at the Milken Institute of Public Health at George Washington University, which just happens to be the global epicenter for communitarian policy studies, and this most brazenly is a global communitarian subterfuge, psyops, and genocide operation, as Max Eigen, phonetically pronounced I-G-A-N, Max Eigen of Aussie Land, in his presentation, COVID-19 Fraud, Real Issue Genocide. And if you go to the 10-minute mark in that, COVID-19 Fraud, Real Issue Genocide, he airs that 2-minute segment of Fauci and Rick Bright of BARDA at that Milken Institute. The title of that conference was The Future of Health. The Future of Health. I think it might say Global Health. Okay. So 880,000 people, 90,000 of which are MRSA versa, nosocomial, hospital-acquired They go in for some procedure. They're there for an extended time, and abracadabra, mersa versa. Well, let's just pump you up. Let's just pump you up. Well, out of 100,000 new cases every year, it's probably higher than that. And mysteriously, they all disappear. Nobody contracted MRSA versa over the last 20 months.
Yeah.
Data disappeared. All of the 650,000 Americans that are murdered by chemotherapy, pharmaceutical medicine, Syncem poison, those miraculously were cured. And same for the flu and pneumonia, generally 60,000 every year mortality.
Somewhere around there.
Okay, maybe. And look, people, I had no idea there was this guy, this Regius professor at Oxford, Sir John Bell, Regius Prof, Oxford Medical School, UK. So he's interviewed by some la-di-da, probably a rad fag BBC. I mean, the colors of this guy's clothes, he might as well be Bozo's a clown at home. Anyway, Sir John Bell, in response to the query, well, Sir John, when do you expect the next round of vaccine? And Sir John Bell, and then a big smile. Well, you know, we have to really ensure before we approve these and release them that we have at least a 70% sterilization success. And the BBC reporter, he pauses, puts his hand over his mouth, and then, well, Sir John, abruptly changes course.
Mm-hmm.
So you show, that's only like 3 minutes, at most 4 minutes long. So is PCR test, Foundation for Fraud, the four-minute primer excerpt from John Stossel's 2020 interview of Carrie Mullis in 95-96, in which Dr. Carrie Mullis, the inventor and Nobel Prize recipient for his creation of the PCR test, in which he most adamantly declares all it does, it's impossible to identify, describe any pathogen. All it does is corroborate the degree of immune function competence. So the perfect analogy would be a stick of dynamite in a mailbox out in the country. What do you get? You get really tiny fragments, and that's what the PCR test identifies.
Right.
Tiny fragments.
Yep, agree. Okay? We agree.
And then let's not forget Karen Kingston in her interview with
Stu Peters.
Greg Hunter.
Stu Peters? Yeah, Greg Hunter. Stu Peters.
Yeah, the first one. That's the one that's called Deadly Shot, former Pfizer employee. Then the next one that I saw was with Greg Hunter, who was, for 20-plus years, CNN's medical correspondent reporter. And he defected CNN. He's now known as USA Watchdog. Well, in that interview, Karen Kingston gets into declaring that remdesivir has a 54% kill rate. 54% kill rate. Then she declared that the Comirnaty, wasn't there some so-called approval, although it was just another EUA declaration for Comirnaty.
Essentially, because it's not available in the United States. But yeah, it would be under the EUA still. So it's not available in this country. It's not available.
Yeah, but what she said was, in that particular incarnation, that particular formula, there's 100 micrograms of the spike protein complex. And she said that's totally lethal. That's the most lethal one. She about started, just about burst down crying. Mm-hmm. And then she said, well, Pfizer is about 50 micrograms, but that's still right. going to kill you. It'll just take you a little longer. Okay? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So this is what has to happen, because everyone I've encountered doesn't know about BitChute. Hey, I started calling churches, okay? And every Roman Catholic, since I was raised Roman Catholic, I called a half a dozen of them. That man, the office staff, they're damn proud. They're damn proud that the Pope Imam, you know, Chrislam, Pope Imam at the Vatican City says, hey, you know, this is God's gift to the planet.
Yep, Fred, I got two more behind you, and if you keep going on, I'll have to cut them off. So I got the message. Right. Got some great stuff. You always bring good stuff to the table. Appreciate it. Call back earlier next time. I had a whole hour now. Call back next time earlier. Back to the phones here. Let's talk to John in California. And John, a couple minutes, and you got one more behind you. What's on your mind?
Thanks, Steve. Thanks for taking over for John. Look, here's just a story quickly. We were talking about banning all this stuff, and thought about, you said pork, and this is many, many years ago. They had some report on inspecting these plants. I think it was in Iowa or somewhere. It was a kosher plant, one of these Jewish interests.
Sure.
And it showed right at the end a rabbi walking out of the plant, who supposedly went in there to inspect, you know, if it's kosher and all that stuff. Okay, and I thought, it just made me think for a minute, okay, here's this rabbi in the full regalia and all that. No protective clothing on or anything, any of that stuff or gloves or anything. Was he supposed to have that or not? Or because he's a rabbi, you know, that doesn't make any difference. And it made me think, you know, if you removed everything on him, and you could make him look like one of those with the beard and all that, you know, these guys call him these dirty, filthy... Arabic freedom fighters, Taliban, you know what I'm saying? That it just made me kind of chuckle a little bit, you know. I said, okay, what's so important about that? Walk in there, you're not wearing all the protective stuff. And not long after that, I think one of those plants got busted for cleanliness and all that. It's funny. I just thought I'd just bring that up. Kind of a lighthearted thing there.
Good stuff. Appreciate that, John. All right, back to the phones here. Talk to Sheldon in Washington. Sheldon, are you there?
Yes, sir. Good afternoon. I'll make this quick. I guess I should have told Mike that so you wouldn't cut the others off. You asked a question in the beginning about why is evil allowed to flourish so much, so often.
Yeah.
Put me back to Mike. I'll give him my number, and when you're off, would you please call, and I'll tell you.
Well, you can tell me right now. You've got plenty of time. Tell me now.
Okay. In order for God to not look like a dirtbag and just banish evil immediately, the other two-thirds of the angels would go, wow, this is who we worship? This guy really is a tyrant. That third was right. In order to not allow that to happen, he gave evil as well as humans free will. And now, what do we have? We have two-thirds of the population of heaven being a witness since we began as to how bad evil is if it's left alone, and what the world and what the whole universe would be like if number two was truly in charge. And now they're up there saying the same thing that you just asked at the beginning of the show. Why is this allowed to go on? Mm-hmm. It's allowed to go on for proof that he will not interfere and make his point that you do have free will, and what you want to do with it is totally up to you. And he's not going to sway against his own whatever and do away with evil and not have the other side to be able to bolster their case. Do you see what I mean?
Well, so, it's like, you know, I understand the free will thing. I understand that. But your free will, hold on a second, your free will can remove somebody else's free will. We only have one life, Sheldon. We only have one life. We don't get to come back. This is it. So free will, somebody's free will of evil removes my free will of goodness. Do you see where I'm coming with this?
Yes, because you're not planning on anything beyond that. You're just looking at the down the barrel at the front sight. You're not looking past the target in case the bullet goes through the target. If you were a parent and you had a son and a daughter, and every time anything happened at all, you just beat the snot out of the kid, the daughter's going to say, wow, this guy is unreal. But if you let him fall out of that tree and break his arm, then she's going to put it together and go, ah, maybe he should have intervened. But since he didn't, I'll bet little Tommy isn't going to fall out of the tree again, or when he's told not to climb it, he probably won't.
Well, let me add to that. There's an article I read today. I guess this rape happened on a train somewhere. I think it was up in New York, which doesn't surprise me one bit. I've never had a good experience in New York City. But passengers sat back, bystanders watch a woman be raped on a train. I'm blown away that people could sit back, watch, pull out their phones, record it. I'm blown away that what has happened to humanity, that people could do this and then sit back and do nothing. I'm just the opposite. I'm the guy that's going to step in. And well, I really am. I'm the guy that's going to step in and stop. And especially since most of America, a lot of Americans are strapped. And I'm talking about they're able to carry a firearm legally, papers and all. Are you telling me that nobody on that train, nobody had the ability to pull a gun to say, stop this perpetrator? Nobody had that ability on that train? Nobody at all? Am I the only guy walking around that's going to jump in and stop something like this? God, I hope not.
You're pulling this train on me, so here's my quick take off the cuff on that is, that train, make it a little bigger. That train is this country. As long as nobody's doing it to me, as nobody's knocking on my door wanting my guns, as long as nobody's telling my kids they got to watch drag queens, as long as nobody's interfering with my dead cow on my plate and my alcohol after that, you know, we're just going to sit there and watch the world go by. You're right. And the reason the women didn't stand up was because they were afraid that they'd be part of the action. The reason the men didn't stand up, that tells me everybody on there was either over 70 or under 30.
There's power with numbers. They could have ganged up on the guy. Appreciate your call,
yes,
Sheldon. Next time, call a little earlier. That completes our show, and I am back on with my show on Sunday, Off the Beaten Path, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Health, happiness, and safe travels, everybody. We will talk again.
We must take America back. We must take America back.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.